My name's Joe LaCastro, and you're now listening to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Welcome to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show. My name's Joe, and joining me on this live and recorded show is my dear friend Heather. Heather, welcome back to this awesome show that we do again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being alive today. You know, I want to thank God and all the greatness that you are here with us. I'm here. I want to thank God that I'm alive. All the good stuff. I'm thankful for weed. I love weed. I love marijuana. One of my favorites right now. I love weed. I love weed too. I love you, Heather.
And I love you, Joe. Heck, I love everyone.
So we don't have Candace this show, and we didn't do a show last week. And you know what? You won money last week. So what happened? You had
a life.
What did you do last week? You weren't going to talk about that?
So last week, since we did not do the show, I actually had to, I was going away for the weekend. I was going camping and I had a lot of stuff to do. So I normally go to dinner before the show. And that night I went to dinner and I stayed at the casino because I didn't have to come back for the show. And I ended up winning $400. So that was amazing. It paid for my weekend, and I got to have fun and not worry about it.
You're welcome
and
for not having
the
show.
If we had the show, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Universe works in mysterious ways always.
It does. And I might have won the lottery last night. I don't know. I still have to check. So in other news,
you're going to throw that out there and then just leave that there?
Well, it's honest. Like, I still got to check. I don't know. The news, sometimes the news is like, no one won the lotto yet. So that's how I played yesterday, the other day. But I was like, oh my God, I might as well play. And so I did. And I haven't checked it yet. I don't know if anyone won. We'll find
maybe
out.
Maybe we need to do that then. We need to check it while we're on the show.
Oh.
See if you're a millionaire.
I'm already, like, valuable. So we do have a guest on the show today. I don't know if you know about this.
Do.
I mean, if you might. You should. Because I advertise.
I know about it.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited, too. We have someone on the show that I got to ask her if she remembers. We crossed paths. Her name's Kitty, and she does some awesome stuff in her life of spirituality. I kind of say that in the sense of, like, we're all different, but she's pretty cool. I like her authenticity. Without further ado, Kitty, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a
welcome,
pleasure.
Welcome. Appreciate it.
So, do you remember how did we meet? I know it's like bad on my part for not remembering, but was it like TikTok or was it a live?
Gosh, I don't know, actually. Now that you say that.
I remember now.
Did you find me on Facebook?
Someone, I forget who it was now, but they shared your post about wanting to work or do things with someone that also does stuff. And I was like, yo, uh-huh. I want to talk with her about that. And then we just like planned it eventually.
That's right.
Yeah. I love how this works. And kind of how like you're on the show now, it just kind of flows, right? It just happens.
Right, so, isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's like I feel like I haven't had a life without at least knowing that you were right there. So I haven't thought about the starting point. That's funny.
So, what do you, for everyone listening, what do you do? What's your things? What's your thing?
Man, what's my thing? So I like to say that I am a a spiritual mutt or a spiritual advocate or both. I embrace really all walks of faith and spirituality. In my book, it kind of all comes from and leads to the same place. I do really encourage people to walk through the healing process, which is really hard, and walk through shadow work and internalizing their work. But I also fuse in, this is what makes me me, I infuse in manifesting as well as sexuality. And so that all is kind of an encompassing thing into just empowerment and healing, using your sexual and sensual energy for healing and manifesting and just kind of being authentically who you're supposed to be.
I love that. We are definitely, if you don't mind, we're definitely going to be talking about sexual, spiritual stuff and pick your brain.
I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I knew Heather was going to be excited. I'm excited too. I'm excited because I am Kitty and Heather. I am personally on a journey right now of this authenticity of embracing like literally all of myself. Like there's no fucks given, and not so much in that like dot. You know how people are like, I'm going to embrace myself, I don't give a shit. There's like that version. But I'm literally at a point now where I'm understanding fear on a whole new level of fear is just the truth. Like fear is just us being afraid of really being free, and the fear of success is really, there's like a lot to this that I'm learning, but I'm not going to lie. Like I have the knowledge right now and I want to embrace more of that uncomfortability. Like, ooh, that makes me uncomfortable, but I want to fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, Heather, I know that you're excited. So I want you to kind of pick what you start asking Kitty questions. I want to know, because I got some questions too. Not that I'm insecure about it. I'm like, I have a feeling you're going to have some good ones, because let's get into it. Let's do this.
All right. So, you know, I didn't even think about this. So let's see what questions. I mean, you mentioned sexuality, and I mean, personally, I believe sexuality is like just our being. I mean, it's
it's the P and the V. It's the B and the V. It's so many choices of genitals.
Yes, I was taught to not be sexual. I was taught to, you know, hide myself and hide myself from, you know, men or just people, period. You had to wear clothes. You couldn't be sensual and sexual. That was what I was taught as a child growing up. It wasn't until recent years where I'm like, what the hell? There's nothing wrong with, you know, showing yourself, being yourself. And my kids have helped me a lot in that journey. But how does being sexual and your sexuality tie in with spirituality?
I think that spirituality and sexuality, I say for me personally, and this is not for everybody, but I think for me, they go hand in hand because my sexuality and just my sensual energy, when I talk about sexuality and sensual energy, it is creation energy. That's right, how we create. And so it also is creative energy. And so for me, I'm a highly creative person. I'm a highly physical person. And when you start combining your spirituality and manifesting and the big O and all those things together, it's just all intertwined. You know, it's all intertwined. Your energy is released, you know, through, you know, orgasm. And then you have spirituality with manifesting or feeling energy. But how do you feel energy if you don't feel all energy? And
now,
your sexuality is a huge part of energy.
All right. So I know that I believe it, and I kind of have this understanding of it, what they call edging, right? So is edging also a manifestation technique, or is this like, because it could be multiple things. I see it in different angles, but how does one manifest with themselves? Like, what's the goal? How does this go down?
What is edging?
Okay, Heather, I got to teach you about sexual.
It's like teeter-tottering. It's teeter-tottering on that edge before you go over.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of putting it. I would probably said it a lot more directly, but that's... But I think
just
it's a great
all
way
the fluid
for, like,
in.
stamina build up,
I've
like
never
also
heard
like
that term before.
Enjoyment. But how does this go down from manifesting?
So there's definitely different ways that different people or teachers, coaches, things like that will tell you. For me, this is how it's connected, that you become so accustomed to feeling that energy in your roots and just that energy, we'll call it, right? And so when you feel that, I teach that you, instead of just releasing everything immediately, like when you have an orgasm, typically you feel like you're just releasing everything, like I'm just going to say out your leg area. But I teach to pull that energy up further and further and further and further up all your chakras. And then once you do orgasm, it's up to your crown chakra, which is your subconscious and connecting to the divine. And you're having direct communication and connection there.
Now, I'm assuming this takes time to like start when you're starting to do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some practice.
Yes, it will take practice because when you first start and you're going into it with an intention, it's a little different than just going on your feelings, if that makes sense. You know, you're not having a romantic night. I mean, you can, but typically you're not having a romantic night saying, hey, I'm going to manifest tonight, so you're just my manifesting tool.
Hi, my name's Joe, and I am willing to be a manifesting tool.
That's right. Let me be your tool.
With limited, well, look, I can't be everyone's manifesting tool. As much, some people are probably trying to manifest me.
Already. You could be big guys doing that.
Right?
That I wonder how to
fulfill your
like,
desires.
Because you
well,
can make some good-ass money doing that.
Well, they have the male masturbation toys that are, like, already from, like, porn stars, like, silicone. Well, they molded something to, like, the porn star's vagina. So, like, I'm sure they're...
Yeah, but
yeah,
masturbation is not
God.
The same as a
Heather,
thing.
Would I make bank if I made a mold of my penis?
Call it Joe's manifestation tool.
Yeah, Joe's gonna make his penis available
God.
To everyone.
Manifesting with Joe. Oh my God! I love myself.
I was just gonna say, I love you. Jeez Louise. I can see you doing that too, just as a joke. I can see you doing that.
Yeah, as a joke, but it would also probably be successful. That's how.
Yes, I agree.
Because I'm also not insecure about putting my dick out there. And then I could be like, well, I've been with many now. I don't know. That's a funny topic. I like that. So
your number count will go up significantly.
I like the way that you're thinking or that you're saying like to when you're on the edge. And you bring that energy up, I could just imagine the powerfulness of the orgasm from just doing that itself.
I think when you start controlling or at least being able to pull that energy up, and then instead of just saying, hey, I want this, or burning something, you're, you know, writing a letter, you're sending that energy into the universe. And when you're in an orgasm, right, that is when you are not here nor there, right? That's the closest you're going to ever be to being fully subconsciously unaware and being more connected. And so that allows you to have that direct communication and send off, right, in the right way. And it goes directly to the universe. You don't have to speculate if it gets there.
I think what I have a difficult time, and I'm not one of those people that like always has to critique my words of manifesting of what I'm saying. Like in the moment right now, I want to be honest. Like there's times where I feel that I'm strongly manifesting because it's, you know, it's okay. I'm talking and I'm also learning at the same time. I feel that the stage I'm at right now with the desire or want and being authentic and being not insecure, I'm realizing there's insecurity still, but it's more or less like, let's embrace this shit. And I guess where, what I'm trying to say is when I manifest or want to manifest, I think sometimes I'm a big fan of don't complicate it, but I don't know. Is this a edging manifesting technique for manifesting what I want right now? Or like, what's the go-to method? Could it be like any time to do the edging, or is it like, and what's the easiest way to do it? Cause I'm a fan of not complicating shit. Some people want to paint the walls and they want to,
walls. You would take your hand and you would wrap it.
Yeah. Tell me.
Let me make it real simple for you. Take it, wrap your hand now. So it's not complicated, but I also believe that anything you want to manifest is already there. It's up for us to do our learning and healing and growth to take down those blocks that are hiding it to get us in the right places. I think that abundance is already there, that we've been hidden so much from it, and we're trained just from birth to think that it's not there. And so had you and I not been open to manifesting, then you and I probably would have never met. You know, it's just we were already here on this earth together. We just had to, you know, knock those down. I think that you can use the sexual manifestation or the sex magic to manifest any time, really. I don't think that there's a right or wrong way. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't like in the middle of the doctor's office, but but I don't think that there's like a time that you should not. There are other ways to manifest. I'm just that person that's going to be open and teach about that, whereas some people might not be.
Oh, I want you to be open. I'm in a great time in my life to be open.
What got you on to teaching about that? What got you on to teaching about that?
I think going through just my journey, like I have always sold off and on like sex toys and things like that and trying to empower women to learn more. My kids grew up and they'd be like, Mom, why is there like a vibrator on the counter? You know, they knew about them. It just wasn't ever something that wasn't open at the house. And my kids are kind of the same way. And so we didn't hide it. And so I think as I grew, I went from being like mom, I like to call myself, I was the mom and I had the kids that were younger. And then I grew up and started just trying to refine myself. And I always pull that sexual part of me. I'm just a sexual person. And so I think I just have grown into an authentic place, you know, to where I can combine everything I love together and help other people with it, which is great. It helps me as well as other people.
I think this is a really great topic, even besides like manifesting and spirituality. Like, I think everyone should be comfortable with exploring their body. Like, look, it doesn't even have to be sexual. It can be like, because self-love is intimate. Like, you become aware of, oh, I feel this way when I'm eating sushi. Like, you're self-loving your awareness. And you're getting to know yourself on a deeper level, and it's exploring. Like, you should know and try different things. And sometimes you try, you're like, no, don't like it. That's fine.
Right.
But I think everyone should be comfortable with their body, with reality, which is like some people have stretch marks and some people, like, if there's beauty in it. And I think we make it look, or the world has made it look certain ways, but being comfortable. So I'm glad that you're comfortable with yourself in this area. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of jealous that women have more sex toys than men, but it's okay. You guys have like some great shit too.
Well, women are much more complicated. I just taught a class about this. Women's bodies are much more complicated than men's are, I think.
Man, they got like crazy stuff, and I'm like, it makes sense. But I think it's something for both men and women, or any gender or relationship. It's just when you're, even for men, right? I think this is a great topic for today's show. I've noticed for myself at different scenarios, there was times where I was too much in my head and things just didn't work right. And I wanted to blame, don't get me wrong, there was like other things that also didn't benefit. Like my medication at the time didn't help with certain things. But for the most part, it was always me in my head. And it would be like, as a guy, I would get insecure. It was like, at home, everything's great. And then when you're in the moment, it's like, what the fuck? And it's not all the time. It's more or less when you get to know someone, right? And I would get to know someone better and then be more comfortable. And over the years, I kind of just gotten more comfortable with myself instead of being in my head or, you know, less insecure. So it's just great to share personal trials and tribulations because we can't overcome these things that we feel insecure about, or it's not forever. And sexuality is a thing, especially with, I think, everyone. If you feel a certain way, it's like super, super secret, private. Of course, you're like, I'm afraid to, I'm afraid about this. But shit gets better when you're comfortable with yourself, especially like Kitty, right? She's comfortable talking about it. Makes me feel comfortable breaking out some personal shit. But,
yeah, no, it's,
I mean,
there
I
needs
think
to
that,
be more. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think that there needs to be more safe places for people to talk, and that's where the Finding Divinity really comes into it for me. So if you follow me, of course you see boudoir photography, you see a lot of comments that have to do with sensuality and just kind of embracing yourself. And I think there's not safe places for men or women, right? Because men are expected to be a certain way, and then women are expected to be a certain way, and there's not really a safe place for people to actually explore themselves and ask real questions because there's so many expectations. So I think that's really when I'm like, I could kind of, you know, get that safe place for people to ask those questions. So,
yeah. No, I love that. I mean, sorry, Heather, you've been waiting to talk. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say thank you, Kitty, for being there for people so that they are able to get comfortable with themselves and have a safe spot to talk about themselves. I think as a society, we're moving more towards that direction. I know, like I said, when I grew up, it was forbidden. You didn't talk about it. You didn't, you know, you didn't have sex outside of marriage. You didn't have this, this, and this. And I know as a mother of three women and one son, three daughters, I have also probably within the last 15 years raise them to be comfortable with themselves, however they are, whoever they want to be with, however they feel, whatever it is. And I've seen that more and more with today's society that kids are coming up now being more and more comfortable. We still have a lot longer to go, but I enjoy seeing people being able to be themselves, whatever it may be. Sexuality is a big thing. I mean, sexuality and just being sensual is a big part of our lives. And I want everyone to be comfortable in whatever position they're in. So I just want to say thank you for having a great spot. Oh my God, Joe. I wasn't even there.
I appreciate that. I heard that. I heard that too. I appreciate that. I just find that there's a big importance for it. And I think sensuality is one of those things that it can be part of your entire life. I just got done talking in class and I said, do you like lingerie? What do you like to wear? Find what makes you feel pretty. If it's boxers and a sports bra and you're a woman, then go for it. It doesn't matter because you want to feel you. You know, that's what makes you feel good. That makes you become you. You know, quit trying to be other people. Just be you.
God, yeah. That's been a big aha for me. Like, I've known, this is how I learned for some reason. Like, I know. And then at some point in my life later on, it's like, here's more. And you're like, oh, shit, I understand it more. And so I get a lot of the whole, like, be free to be yourself. Like, stop trying to be like it. I've even heard someone say, like, it just clicks now. Someone said something about their friend winning the lottery. Like, I'm just waiting for my friend to win the lottery. I was like, you don't even believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. But I like that you're doing the sexual stuff too, because it's a part of freedom, and freedom is this, you know, mind, body, soul, letting go. And that's what this whole thing is for me right now, is this letting go of how it's supposed to be, and just more of that flow of authenticity, which is each and every one of us, to be ourselves and say, I like this, I like that, I don't want that, I want to stay home, I'm going to do this, whatever the fuck you're going to do. And the more we do that, I'm a big fan of the law of attraction. You keep aligning more with your true self, the more true stuff comes in, that's what you are deserving of in the best of ways. And I'm still perfecting myself, right? So, but I love that you're doing that.
Of course.
Because we all want to feel good. And even, I'm not going to lie, I took some pictures recently of myself, and I'm feeling good. And the best right now for me is there's no limited belief behind it, or lack, the wrong intentions. I'm like feeling really good. And people notice that. And I say that in a good way, because people notice what they want, or what they really want with themselves, even if it's a good sign, like, oh, they notice it, which is a compliment. And I appreciate it. But we all just want to be free. And I think it's never about the material. That's a whole other topic for me. But so to do that, it's helping women. And you, okay, you posted, Kitty, I think, how do you say that? Boudoir?
Boudoir, yeah.
Boudoir. I was thinking about doing that myself. Boudoir. Guy. Boudoir. It sounds sexy. But I was thinking about doing one of those as a guy. Just be like, you know what? Like, kind of let go of this body shame, too.
I have some guys that have asked me that, and I have to tell you that I've done like pinup modeling in the past, and you know, I'm a chunky butt, so I do the pinup modeling, and then I did boudoir pictures and things like that, and it's always been a part of me. And when I got onto social media, I was like, that's just part of me, but I don't want to show that part, because you think, well, people don't understand why people have those pictures. They think it's for all different reasons. And so I think when I finally decided I'm going to put these up, and I just don't care. And if someone, and I had people come and say, I had more respect for you with your clothes on. And I was like, well, I actually have more clothes on than most bathing suits. And that's your problem, not mine, you know, and maybe you should take my classes is what I said, you know, because it was ripping a Band-Aid of insecurity off and just kind of freeing. So when you said it's freeing, it is that. And then being able to see yourself and offer that to other people, to see themselves through someone else's eyes, is really, really amazing.
Yeah, I was thinking about rolling in the fall foliage with like a sexual, like I'm not joking. I'm actually imagining it right now. Like no shirt on, kind of my boxers, kind of being playful and sexy in the grass. Like I'm being silly, but at the same time enjoying it. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna lie. Like back in the day, I was super egotistical about this girl who was posting lingerie pictures in her spirit. She was spiritual, and she was posting lingerie. And I, at the time, like I got it, but I didn't get it. And I didn't get it because I was in my ego about how I thought spirituality is supposed to be. Right. But thinking back on it now, like I understood it, but I was still in the way of that shit. And that's life, the way we think it's supposed to be. And the truth is, from what I'm getting over time, the more you don't care about what you think it's supposed to be, and you're not afraid, is when people get mad or embrace it. Because like that lady, whoever that was, that said like they rather see you in clothes or whatever, it's really them being insecure with themselves on their part too. And that's what I really want to see more of with people, is like embracing their shadow self. That's what really,
Tell me. I was going to say, if you embrace it, then there's nothing anyone else can say to you that's going to hurt you.
That's true. Because, it's, I just had a realization for some reason, embracing your shadow self, because that's really who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's everything. Like,
it's all the, it's all the parts of you that are full of energy, and it's taken years of energy to repress and push down. And then you finally can let it go, and it's like, hell yeah.
Damn, that was a great, like, aha moment. Like, I'm having a lot of these, like, mini aha moments the past couple of days. I love it. People fear success. People fear. And you know what's crazy? People, even myself, like, you think that it's demonic. Like, to be free. To be free and not afraid. And it comes off dark and evil and twisted, and it's really not. I laugh at it because it's marketed that way too, because of the subconscious mind and bullshit, but it's just weird to be at that place. Next order of business. So what do you do for sessions? Do you do readings? What do you coach? Like, you got stuff coming up too, right?
Sure. I've kind of expanded, and it's been kind of a crazy journey so far, but I do have mediumship abilities. That's not my favorite thing, but if someone comes through, I'm not going to not tell you the message, you know, because sometimes they'll come through very heavily. But I do a lot of intuitive healing. I do Reiki as well. When I work with people, it's usually on Reiki and healing and just working through shadow work and what blocks that you have, because if you can work through those blocks, then really you just continuously have things moving and growing and healing. And that's kind of when I do readings, it's usually intuitive healings. It is things that I see, because I tend to be clairsentient and just kind of claircognizant and know, because I know. I can do cards and things like that, but I usually will just tell you what's coming through.
What do you have? What do you have coming up?
Oh, I have a retreat coming up in the spring, which is my first one, which is ultimately one of my goals, is to travel and do empowerment workshops. And it is in Fort Smith, and I have about 12 people coming. And the first night we're going to create our own inner child doll, and, you know, fill it with crystals and create it and all that. And then I'm going to wreck them the next day, but we're going to do a lot of internal healing work. That's what we're going to do.
Awesome.
That's going to be the first night. Just create your doll, give it protective crystals, create it how you want it. And then we're going to go through some workshops the next day on healing and kind of end it with a cord cutting to our prior self, and have some other, you know, mala necklace workshops and things like that within. But overall, it's just going to be a healing workshop. But I want to do more of those. So that one's my first one I'm hosting in the spring.
Well, congratulations on your first one and many more.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you something. I forgot.
Was it important then, huh?
Well, my brain, it's not that it wasn't important. It's more so like it just jumps from one thought to the next. And I was like, ugh. So I like to play music on the show, and you had picked a song, Letters to Everyone That... Something. What was it called again?
A Letter to Everyone Who Hurt Me.
Right. And so what is it about the song that you like?
If you listen to the song, it talks about, do I thank you? You know, do I stay mad at you, or do I thank you, is what the whole song's about. And I come from a family that had a lot of addiction and things like that. And you always hear people say things like, well, you're a better person because of it, you know, and you hear all those things, and it's always the people not acknowledging, you know, your feelings or the emotions that you had towards situations. And this song came out and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Cause it's like, I don't know really if I should be mad at you or if I should thank you for who I've become. And it's
right.
The perfect storm, you know, because it is, it's both. Do I thank you or do I hate you? Like, which one is it? It's neither. It's either or, you know, it's both or none. It's all the same. So,
I love it. I love it. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for, that's why I like to share. I like to have people on the show. And this is like a part
yeah.
of you, you're sharing with us. For those listening right now, we're going to be playing a couple songs. And when we come back, depending on if we have any callers or who calls in, we will take some calls for readings or guidance at some point. The number to call in is 563-999-3725. 563-999-3725. We're going to take a short break, play some songs. This song was picked by Kitty, and we'll be back.
Your parents fight. They taught me dysfunction was just a part of life. They lost just the word that we use to excuse our mistakes. No, I can't tell if I'm afraid or just jaded. I guess I'm just scared to end up the way they did. How do I unlearn the ways I deal with pain when that was all they taught?
What's it mean? You waste away to another new brand. Why'd you save your dreams? and the world is cold and exfoliated. So when the mind rollers homes in Vegas faded with some home invasion, contaminating the place to play, we just save the day. I waste away in this room, spitting out raps. See how we put the world in my hands, I'm giving it back to. It's a gift of our time to realize there's no earthly vehicle could that contain this drive. I said, it's a gift of our time to realize there's no earthly vehicle. Okay, forfeit in the war, he lays a sword down and walks away. Grabs a 40 from the corner store, begins to contemplate. Dealing with death, they work in the morgue, absorbing souls forgotten. He lost his way. This era, not a miracle, figure not today. Life's so precious, that Lord knows your life is so precious. Fight to the death, there's nobody left in you, holding your breath, cause you might get infected. I'm animalistic, it's actually thinking of getting ballistic. To be specific, to those in control, we all statistic. Misogynistic with the twisted mind, I'm intertwined. My trigger finger itching, all I kill is time.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies, rather hear what was or what will be than what is, rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you, rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you, Rather, you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever, about hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
All right, welcome back from our musical break. I know that I don't really play the full songs because I'm pretty sure no one wants to really, I can't say not everyone, but for the amount of time we're on here talking and doing stuff, I can't play the whole songs. So, Kitty, while you're here, do you have any questions for me or Heather? No pressure.
Gosh, I don't. I don't right now because I haven't had time to really think about questions. I tried not to think about coming on because I was nervous. So.
Don't think about anything. I mean, it could be like a personal question. It could be, you know, thoughts about life. We're going to take a call or two for, I think, a reading in a minute. But, yeah, I wanted to see, like, pick my brain.
I know a little bit about Heather, what do you do? What is your forte? What do you do? Since we don't really know each other.
Aww.
That is true. So I am.
She doesn't do shit.
Not a damn thing.
I'm just kidding.
So my journey has taken me many places, but what I enjoy doing is talking, kind of the same thing you do, but it is helping people work through their shadows, helping people work through their life, giving them suggestions, teaching, just helping people become aware and helping them grow and heal within themselves. I am a healer. I also do Reiki. I also am a psychic, and I do readings also, intuition and cards, depending on. I have been doing this for several years now, but I got away from I used to do live a lot. I got away from that, but I'm going in a different direction now. I love helping people. That's what I'm there for.
I love that.
And that's my journey has gone, you know, just like Joe said earlier, I actually like the uncomfortableness now because then that means I'm learning something. I'm going to be, you know, healing something, learning something, my awareness is going to grow, and I absolutely love that. And I love seeing people get their aha moments. I'm a big fan of not telling them. I'm a big fan of trying to redirect their thoughts so that they can get it on themselves. Yeah. They can get it for themselves. You know, it's nice when you have those ahas.
Heather, you have said this, and someone... Not just you. There's been like a couple people who have said the same thing to me where you say something along the lines of like, I love watching your journey, watching me progress, I guess.
Yeah.
And I really, like, I understand that. Like everything else, I understand, but I don't know how to say that. That sounds weird. But I would like to see it from your perspective too. Like, I can see your journey, but sometimes I really would like to see it from the outside perspective too. But I like what you said. You made me remember that.
I understand that because we want to see what people, you know, we have that with ourselves that, like, you know, you've grown, but what do other people actually see? And, I mean, that's the same thing with me. Elaine, which is my best friend, she tells me all the time, oh, Heather, you've grown this and this. When I look at you, this is what I see. And I personally don't see that in myself, but I have other people saying that they do. And I'd like to see it, like you said, from their perspective. And I'm hoping one day I will.
So... we're going to take let's see what we got. I figure are we going to all do a reading, or is it going to be like, Kitty, what do you guys want to do? I don't want to just throw you into the wolves.
Oh, I don't care. I do want to say something real quick. Can I say something real quick?
Real quick. Yeah,
just,
what's up?
Just because you guys are talking about your journey, and I know that I have a I used to have a harder time seeing any movement in my journey and not seeing it like other people would see it.
Right.
And in a class that I took and then inadvertently taught, it was when we don't see our own like compliments or take compliments or don't know how to take them, that that is a trauma or a deflection from accepting where we've come and accepting how much that we've changed. And so I think that when we are on our own journeys, that it's so hard to truly see how we're doing through other people's eyes. But I think when you start reeling it in and like seeing your baby steps and the accomplishments, I think then you start seeing things a little differently. That was just a big aha moment for me whenever I had did a class and then talked about it the other day was, you know, taking compliments or telling people saying, oh, you've done so good. And then we dismiss it a lot because we don't see it ourselves. That's like telling the universe, like, you're not doing anything, but actually you're doing amazing things. We just don't always see it the same way. So.
No, you're right. That's a great topic. I think, especially even during the recent times, I noticed the topic came up again, but I think it happens to a lot of us where we just get so excited and it makes sense, right? And then we go throughout time and then we hit some points where like, I'm tired. And because we hold on to like believing. And it's like, all right, like, when is shit going to change though? But you're right. Things have changed. And it can get frustrating. But I think for me, one of the parts that has helped me with this phase more so has been this trusting in the universe and loving yourself and the universe unconditionally, because I didn't, like, you realize, and I realized myself, that I was loving myself conditionally. And we do this often where we don't want to love unconditionally because we want security. We want to know, to make sure, so I can really put all myself into it. And we all kind of do this thing, but I'm practicing letting go of control. That was a big thing where, not sexually, I mean, I like to do control submissive stuff, but when it comes to the universe and the law of attraction, I'm apparently the one that has to let go of control, which is sexy. I like it. And I think that's the place, you know what? I like this talking conversation. It's letting go of how I think it's supposed to be. Meanwhile, while I want things to come in, I think we all want stuff, but we want to control what that looks like and how it's going to come in and what we think it's going to be. So I know the universe has my back and like knows exactly what I want, knows what I like more than I do. So I'm going to let that happen to me, for me. And that sounded dirty too, but I liked it. Let's take a caller. We got area code 805. First of all, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your name, where you're calling from? Hello, 805. Are you there? I think they fell asleep. If you are calling in and you want us to take your call for a reading or just to talk, make sure you press 1 when you call in as well. So it lets me know on my end. I have a screen with your phone number on it. That's right. I see your phone numbers. I don't know where that person went, but they weren't there. You know what, Kitty? I want a reading. Oh. I haven't gotten a reading from people in a while.
Jeez.
You don't have to read
me.
You want
a reading?
There's no pressure. You don't have to read me. You don't have
to.
I really, like, I just came out of my mouth. I guess it was authentic. I guess so, like, my inner being does want a reading. I guess so.
You need a reading.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. It's really hard. I
You're right.
Yes,
you
go ahead.
You really need that reading.
I can't, because all I think about is trying to connect to your energy, and you're like, I am a dominant. I am dominant. Because I'm like, I'm dominant at work all day. I need someone to throw me around at night. Like, that doesn't, like, I can't connect, so I'll have to disconnect to connect.
Yeah, I like, I mean, that's true energy right there you're tapping into, because, listen, there's things that I think we could be authentic, and then there's times where it has, some of it has to be more so private, but that is for my OnlyFans page. Now, getting back to this topic, so can I ask about your private life in a personal, non-private way? Like, what's your love life like? What is, who is Kitty Lynn, and what crafts is she making right now?
What crafts? I am not making any. I guess my craft is my life. Are you talking about like bedroom? Or are you talking about overall in life?
Yeah, I threw two questions at you. My bad. First question: love life, relationship. We want to know. Like, is Kitty?
So I'm married.
You're married. Okay.
I'm married.
I
have been married.
Disappointing.
I'm married. I am married. I have been with my husband since I was 15.
Oh wow. That's a love story.
And so that is a big story. We have always been just fine in the bedroom wise.
I would hope so.
We've always been good there. We did have a period of 2 years where we separated as I started going through my growth and I started realizing a lot of things that were going on. And so I'm not the same person that I was. Obviously, we all changed very significantly. But there were things that were happening that I no longer would tolerate any longer, and I couldn't just energetically take it. And so we both kind of went on our own healing journey, and he would tell you, as well as I would, we probably would not get married again. You know, we didn't know what we were going to do. But so that part of me is always fine. That part's fine. I am far more open now than what I used to be, because I was raised very Christian, and we grew up in the church and met in the youth group and all that. And so everything's completely changed now. I'm okay going and being on an island and having like multiple partners just pleasing each other. So I have a lot more ideas than he would venture to, like, So I have a whole bunch of things, but I'm good there. I'm open to talk about almost anything pretty much.
Okay,
and then
cool.
Yeah,
I do have some more questions. And if it's too, like, you could always be like, hey, not that one. Like, I respect you. So I do want to ask you this. So does he help you with the manifesting? Is that a couple thing too?
No, it's not. He is not the same spiritually as I, and he's not heavily involved in this part of my life. We have the same beliefs. He's just he's a musician, so he's kind of in music land most of the time. And oddly enough, he does play music at a church a couple times a week. So there's some of those weird things people wouldn't assume that I would have that close, you know.
Right. My other question was, it might be too personal, and if it's too personal, don't worry about it. Do you guys have, like, because I guess when you're more open to with yourself, there's more things you want. Do you guys have, like, certain openness to the relationship? Do you have an open relationship? What is the preference? I just get curious.
We haven't had that. That is something that we've actually talked about going forward. Now, how that would ever come into fruition, I don't know. But it definitely is something, you know, that we both have talked about. So acted on, no. Talked about, yes. Yes.
I just find this, it's more, I guess the more I become free to be myself, I get curious on my belief currently, and then I question, you know, what would that be like? And then I still would like to explore, and I'm embracing this for myself. I think everyone should embrace it. I think couples, they say, you know, keep it spicy, right? So there's times where you get to a point where it's like, you know, I would like to try this. And I think it's fair as a human and a human being that you're here to experience. And so the mm-hmm. old paradigm in my mind of what it's supposed to be doesn't have to be. It could be whatever you believe it in the sense of monogamy or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
I was
asking.
That's how we feel. That's how we feel now, because I'm like, can I have a couple of husbands and a couple of wives, because then I could work. Could someone cook dinner and clean? Like, can we have a whole commune? I'm okay with that now. I never would say that before, but hands down, yes, now I would be.
So I have a question. I have a question, and I guess we're just digging into Kitty's life now. you did say that you guys met. You got together at 15. Obviously, a lot has changed in your life. I know someone mm-hmm. also that is on a spiritual path, but their partner is not. How mm-hmm. did your partner feel about the person that you've become and are becoming, and the path that you have gone since you have gone, I'm assuming, away from the Christianity path, which is something I grew up in. So how mm-hmm. does your partner feel about that?
I think that me being me is the part of me that he loves, right? That's a part that he's like, I am happy that that's my girlfriend, is what he would say. But I think that saying that right now and then going back, say, 10 years ago is a completely different thing. I think it was very difficult for him to see me changing. And I've apologized before, like, I wish that you met the healed version of me. We probably wouldn't be married now, but I wish that you would have seen the healed version of me first, because, you know, I had raised my brothers and then immediately got married out of high school and then fell right into that same path. And so when you start to change, you're changing not only yourself, you're changing the whole dynamic of your family. You're changing how you interact with other people, and it makes them all feel like they've done something wrong. And
mm-hmm.
you think, all these people are leaving me and all these people are doing all these things. Like, what's wrong with them? And then you come to the realization that that's actually you, and mm-hmm. you're the one changing. Everybody else has been the exact same around you, but because you're changing, it's causing all this conflict. And so when you're brought up in a home or an environment where you're taught to, it's better to be quiet and not seen, this kind of it's a turning point, because it's very hard to say, I'm going to continue growing and healing, and it's at all costs. And so there's been a lot of, say it again.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have a 26-year-old and a 19-year-old, and then I have some grandbabies. So
awesome. So how does that affect, because I'm basically kind of the same way. I'm listening to your story, and I went through the same thing. And
mm-hmm.
So how did it help, raise your children differently at a different time, or now that you, I don't know if it was too long ago, they remember the old you and now you, how do they feel?
They are old enough that they remember, like, the fighting that we did and a lot of things like that. They will tell you, well, I mean, you're definitely still a little crazy, just not like you were before, you know. And I'll say, well, that's not nice to even say, and they'll start laughing. But, you know, I used to get so angry and fly off the handle at so many things, and I still do sometimes, just not even remotely at all like what it used to be. And I see myself doing things and I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing. And then when my kids are doing something, then I'll call them out too and say, well, it's because you're doing this, you know, or you're doing this. And so they definitely remember. My husband went through, you know, turning to alcohol and things like that when I was changing, and I felt very guilty, like a lot of that was my fault. And so when I left, mm-hmm. it just caused a lot of turmoil with my kids, because I'm very close with my two boys, and they're mama's boys through and through. And so it was just hard for them to see the difference and hear the fighting. And a lot of the fighting was just me wanting to be heard that I was changing
and it was met always with resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I understand that too myself. There's the, I kind of felt misunderstood, and
mm-hmm.
I felt the overwhelming fear, like the changing part, but it was this,
mm-hmm.
like I had so much to share, and I just wanted their validation and approval, like excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, like, there were so many people that were happy for me, right? And I wanted them
yeah.
to be happy for me too. And it was like, it was sad. And
yeah.
There's healing with that, but I understand that my own way. Now I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your tip to not get to not lose passion? What keeps you kind of going? What makes you keep ticking? What's your thoughts on that? How does Kitty's brain work?
Oh gosh,
with that?
Kitty's
what
brain.
Keeps you going?
I don't know. I think about quitting about 3 or 4 times a month at least.
Well, I really like your honesty here. So what do you really
yes.
think? Of, you're quitting what? What are we quitting?
So sometimes I think, what am I doing? Like, I'm pretty transparent on, you know, pretty much everything on stuff. And so it's like sometimes I'm like, am I really even making a difference? And then I'm like, it doesn't, ultimately it doesn't matter, you know, but I just want to take the things that I've been through and help others in ways that maybe they wouldn't see, you know, in the same light with other people. And then I'm like, is it even worth it? Because, you know, you do stay busy, and I work a full-time job, and I have like the crystals that I sell, and I do lives, and I do classes, and I try to fit it all in one. And sometimes it's like, I'm just tired. Like, everybody wants something from you. But then the other part of me is, I would not change it for anything. Like, I've grown
mm-hmm.
and changed so much to where I love the person that I'm becoming, and I would never be able to say that without that. Does that make
right.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
I love your honesty, because I think we need to hear that more about, even if you're spiritual
yeah.
or not, like, hey, I really do
mm-hmm.
think, and I'm not like, some people don't know, like, they're not meant to know everything, but they don't know if they seem like you're like doing great. Right. And I think it's important
mm-hmm.
to share, like, hey, like, I get really frustrated too sometimes. Like, it's not, I'm grateful, but I really want more. And I think we
mm-hmm.
need to be authentic with ourselves
mm-hmm.
on how we feel, even if we don't know how to put the words to it, like, start being free to express what that feels like.
Yeah, I think that's lacking so much. When I say, how are you? And they say, I'm good. I'm like, I don't even want to hear that answer. Like, tell me, I like raw, like real, just tell it to me. Like,
Joe will ask me, and then I just go into this big, long thing, because you know what, you're asking me, I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Be true about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do that, I think, with people now too, just, you know, oh, hi, how are you today? And I just go on this long thing, and I'm like, they don't care about all that. But you know what? I'm
yeah.
going to be authentic. This is how I'm really, truly doing.
Yep.
It's coffee today, you know, or it's, you know, it's a fantastic day, whatever it may be, but
mm-hmm.
being authentic about it.
I
yeah.
think in the beginning, I didn't really, well, we don't really understand everything about it, but we want to be authentic, but at the same time we just get in our head about how we say it or what we should say and what we shouldn't say, like, what is
mm-hmm.
it? And you learn more to be your authentic self. So you ask, just like Heather said, you ask, bitch, I'm gonna tell you. But I love this. I love you guys, thanks for being here. And
oh no, it's been good.
I love you too.
We have Kitty's information on this bio here within the podcast or radio show info. So if you would like to follow Kitty, and you like what she's presenting, who she is, and you want to know more, follow her on her Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are in the show below. I want to shout out to Candace out there. Hope you're feeling better soon, so we can have you on the next one. We've been without our tarot scopes.
I have missed that. I've missed her energy.
I definitely, yeah, for sure. Kitty, you're going to have to meet Candace at another time.
For
she
sure.
is another
Absolutely.
Lively energy up in this bitch. So without further ado, I think that we're going to wind it down. We're already a little over an hour. Kitty and Heather, starting with Kitty, what is something that you think the collective or the people listening should kind of focus on next in their journey? We can make it simple, quick, whatever comes to your thoughts in your mind right now, what do you feel? And words of advice for the collective.
I think the collective, I think everything's been popping up for me to tell everyone it's okay to feel your emotions and to actually feel them, that the more you push down, the more powerful they become. So if you're struggling with something, stop, feel it, understand why you're feeling it or what it feels like, and don't try to constantly push them down, because it you push it down, then it creates an explosion at a later point. Man, woman, no matter what, like, when you're feeling something, ask yourself, what is this feeling? Is it mine? Is, you know, what is it? And try and see if you can't find the pain point from it. But at least feel it at a minimum. Don't keep pushing everything down and pretending like it's not there. So.
Very good. Very good. Heather, did you hear that Kitty said the word of the day? Did you hear the word?
She did. I didn't hear anything.
You didn't? Oh, you didn't hear, but you heard the word, right? She said the word.
She said the word.
Do you know the word of the day, Heather?
I want to say explosion, but
it is the word of the day.
Well, that's
why
I said it. That I didn't hear it.
Right. She said the word of the day. Because, Kitty, we do an explosion moment. So
that's funny.
You said emotions need to be let out. So you don't.
Yes.
Heather, words of advice for
100%.
Everyone in the collective. What do you feel?
You know, words of advice, just be your authentic self. Whatever it is at this moment, you can be authentic today and change tomorrow and be authentic tomorrow. Just be true to yourself, true to your feelings, and just be yourself. I mean, along with what Kitty said, understand yourself. Self-love yourself, you know,
let's give an example of a real moment, Heather. What, Joe, my name's Joe, and I come up to you, and I'm like, what's up, Heather? What are you going to say?
Hello, Joe. How are you this wonderful day?
Doing amazing.
And why are you doing amazing?
Doing amazing because I'm here having a great time talking about awesome stuff. We got to know Kitty more. You're here with me, especially on my journey recently, the past couple of days, you know, my life. And I'm just happy. I'm happy to be more myself and awareness. I don't want to bore everyone, but it's not boring.
It's not boring. I love myself.
There is just this freedom coming and oozing out of me. With this security of a man that I am proud to be, with my emotions and all that I come with from the spectrum of the topic with Kitty today of being free to be yourself with sexuality.
Right.
And also my light self, dark and light, letting my shadow self out.
Yeah.
What's up? That's why I feel amazing. I want everyone in the real world to also feel this amazing. I mean, you don't have to smoke weed. You don't have to, you could be sober. Honestly, be who you need to be and want to be.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting drugs and alcohol. If you know you're not supposed to do it, you know you yourself more than I do. But also, love yourself. Be free to just be honest and have that talk and just say what you need to say. That's a great song. Say what you need to say. Let it all fall out. Good song. Listen to the lyrics. Just listen to the lyrics. All right, everyone. Kitty, thank you for joining us on this radio show. I hope that
Well, thank you for
time.
Having me.
You're
yes,
very
of
welcome.
Course, anytime.
Heather, thank you for being as angelic as you always are and being a wonderful co-host and friend. Thanks.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Kitty. It was wonderful getting to know you and meeting you.
Yeah, and, you too. I appreciate you.
We're all fam and friends now. And everyone listening, we shall see you. Oh, I didn't get to give my words of advice. My words of advice to the collective is don't complicate it. Make it simple. Without further ado, we'll see you on the next timeline. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love, everyone.
Even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that. I remember I was playing a game with my 9-year-old son, John Leslie, and I beat him 10 straight games in a game called Connect Four. Now Leslie said, no, you can't go now, Dad. I said, why? He said, it's not over until I win. That was his attitude. What if all of us took that attitude after we faced a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dreams, reviewing it every day.